gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jeflin Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is
Jasmine the dog trainer,
here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by
Michael Hambrick.
Thank you, Mikey. Mikey? Did you ever get called Mikey?
Yeah.
Do you like being called Mikey?
It's okay, I don't mind.
Mikey likes it. Mikey will eat anything.
He's too young to know what that... Oh, you do remember that commercial?
Yeah, that's how it all started.
Oh, no.
Well, the show is brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cats than with a special treat, and I just did it with my cat, Shadow. She just got her treat from Vitacraft, and she loves it. I can get her to do anything. And, by the way, you can find them at Vitacraft.us. You can find them in pet stores, or you can find them at Walmart.com. Also, don't forget, if you want to get some treats and supplements for your dogs, Good Pet Foods, natural supplements and treats that your dog will love, you could put the code PETS in the promo box and save 10% at GoodPetsFoods.com. Don't forget, you can watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. You can tell your Alexa to check us out at CRN4 TuneIn, or you can hit the live button at TalkinPets.com. Of course, also on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets.
Each day so satisfied, I'm on my way. I've seen all good people turn their heads each day, so satisfied I'm on my way.
Take a straight and stronger course to the corner of your life. Make the white queen run so fast.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. This is one of the songs from the movie Here. If you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, your top five movies as of last weekend were...
What he's asking us, but I assure you we are to the maximus. Watching all the trailers is half the fun. Hope I don't have to pee till the movie's done. Floor's always so sticky, what the heck? Stuck in this pile of sadness and my shoes are all tacked. Always make it to my seat, no time is fair. Nobody in front of me better have long hair. Chris Reed, Mark Simpson, your hair's legit, but somewhere in the back is where you're gonna need to sit.
We're going to the movies, we're going to the movies. Popcorn, candy, soda, no da, I love these things truly.
So, once again, if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, your top five movies as of last weekend. Number one, and I'm dying to see this one, it looks really good, and I didn't get to screen it. So, Venom, The Last Dance, it's made $71 million in 1 week. That's a good take. That's not bad for the franchise. This is the third one out, and Tom Hardy is in it.
Okay.
But it looks really good. And, I was really surprised, number two out there, in 2 weeks, it made $48 million, is Smile 2, which is also was a good movie. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was interesting.
That's right. You were with me.
Yeah.
I liked the music in it. She's a singer. I thought it was all kind of
Remember, I looked it up and we talked about it.
It was good. I mean, I liked the voice and everything. She was really good in it. I enjoyed it, actually. I wasn't bored at all with the movie. And you know,
I wasn't bored.
And I didn't think it was that creepy.
It was disturbing. But I'm not a fan of scary movies.
Not as disturbing as The Terrifier.
I keep telling you I don't like
Terrifier?
Scary movies.
Yeah, Terrifier.
And you keep inviting me to the scary ones.
Well, you got to see Wild Robot. And yes. It's made $116 million in 5 weeks.
I actually watched it
recently. And you were right. You were right on the button. It's a very cute film. But the thing that I missed out of, and I love the message.
Yeah.
But the thing that I missed out of that movie was that it didn't have, like, the adult humor. And I don't mean, like, you know, over the top. But
yeah.
I mean, like, things that, you know, would be funny to adults, but kids may not necessarily get it.
Yeah.
And I kind of miss that. Disney does a lot of that. But this one...
No, I enjoy when movies are just truly made for children.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that's this one.
Yeah.
The Wild Robot.
Yeah.
That was definitely 100%. And I loved all the animals.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a big thing for me. So that was really cool.
Even though they weren't real animals.
Right. Animated animals.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of Conclave, but apparently that's number 4 out there. And it made $11 million, but I'm not sure what that's about. We Live in Time, that's made in 3 weeks, $15 million, which isn't a big take, so it must be a small movie. I'm not sure of that one. But number 6 out there, and it only made $48 million in 3 weeks. I wonder why. I watched it the other day. I was horrified. It is called Terrifier 3. This, if the rest of them, it's a franchise. This is the third one. If the first two are anything like this one, I would never, if I had children, you're in bed with the door locked. There's no way you're creeping down the hallway if I'm watching this movie.
It was that bad?
Oh, my God.
Was it like, really gory?
It was gory. It was, like, childhood offensive, meaning it didn't hold back whether you were an adult or a child. It was creepy.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
yeah, that's definitely
I love horror films, but this was creepy.
Is that the one you tried to get me to go see?
No, I didn't get a screening on that one.
Oh, okay.
But it's... beyond weird.
Ugh.
I mean, granted, if you're into the gore and that kind of gore, you know, it's done pretty well. But the clown guy, it's like a whole other level of it, if you know what I mean. It was worse than it. You know, that scary clown in
Stephen King's
It. I've never watched
any
of
those.
Those were good, actually. I thought those were well done. This one was just... off the record. But I did get to screen two films, and one of them was, and Michael played the song at the beginning of the show, and that was from Here, and that's with Tom Hanks. And, you know, I enjoyed the movie, but I felt like I was watching a play. The whole movie, for the most part, it shows you a piece of land, and basically where that land and what happened to that land through time. Meaning dinosaurs on this piece of land, then it became the colonials in this piece of, or I'm sorry, the Indians in the piece of land, then the colonials in the piece of land, and then the 1940s, and then modern time where Tom Hanks comes in with his family and everything. And I was just like kind of, other than the differences in times, I just found like, I felt like I was on Broadway watching a play, and all they were doing was changing the background.
Oh.
Were the stories connected, or?
They were connected only by that plot,
okay.
By that piece of land. And
interesting.
I wasn't...
You didn't connect with it.
No. I mean, I wanted to. It's got great music and stuff like that. But and I did like the fact that they made Tom Hanks and everybody young again, which was pretty cool.
I was going to say he looks really young in that picture.
Yeah, and the AI and everything like that. So that was pretty fascinating. But, you know, I gave it 2.5 out of 4. Some people really liked it. I thought it was just... It's good. It's a good movie. It's cute. You know, it is what it is. But I didn't find it to be great. Another one that I thought was mediocre, only because of the fact that... I'm sorry. I think I'm against the curve here because the critics were like, oh, it was so good. Well, I'm a critic as well, and I just thought it was mediocre because it's called Nickel Boys. And it's the story of boys in Florida that were sent to a reform school. And basically, they were abused, beaten.
It was young
black boys.
Yeah.
Not the white boys, but the black boys. And some of them were killed.
Mm-hmm.
So the story was so intense. But the director of the film, just he would take pictures of a blade of grass, take pictures of, like, he would replay a scene to let you know that there was somebody else in it that may not have been in the scene. I just kind of thought he took so many liberties with the photography of the film that it took away the message, what the film was supposed to be about.
He was trying to be more creative.
He was.
He
was being artsy, kind of.
Yeah.
And I thought the story was so... It should have stood alone on its own because it was so traumatic.
Right.
That what happened to these boys.
And it being a true story.
Yeah, and it deals with the relationship in particular between two of the boys that are at the reform school. And one is there not even for anything that he did. He was, you know, accused of something he didn't do.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the story's really good. The photography, it was a negative for me, I'm sorry. But you can read my reviews either online on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio or at TalkinPets.com, my website. This is Talkin' Pets. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a 2-night, 3-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
Attention pet lovers. Try Gresca's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Gresca's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Gresca's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Gresca's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6040.
in what could only be described as a game-changing victory for the vegan animal rights movement. Starbucks has agreed to drop the surcharge it has charged for vegan milks in U.S. stores. This is something that PETA and Switch for Good have been demanding for years, with stars like James Cromwell literally gluing their hands to Starbucks counters to protest that extra charge for milk that comes from plants. Starbucks has been suffering declining sales in the United States and has a new CEO, who has promised to turn things around. Requests for plant-based milks like soy milk, almond milk, and oat milk constitute the second most popular customization request at Starbucks, according to publishing reports. The change goes into effect November 7th, 2024. Experts say this could be accelerated, and this could accelerate the culture shift away from dairy milk. A huge percentage of the population is lactose intolerant, and dairy alternatives have been increasingly accepted as a cultural norm, with plant-based milks filling up an even greater section of the dairy aisles in supermarkets. Given the well-documented suffering of dairy cows, who must be pregnant in order to produce milk, and whose babies must be taken away from them in order for humans to consume the milk for themselves, this is a significant victory for the animal rights movement that regularly campaigns against dairy for its cruelty to animals. Additionally, almost all of those dairy cows are ultimately killed for meat, so it's an overall win for the movement towards plant-based alternatives. Unchained TV's Jane Velez Mitchell calls this a turning point in the animal rights movement. This amounts to society admitting that plant-based milks have arrived and that there is really no need to drink the breast milk of cows. A huge percentage of the population is allergic to dairy. Dairy is a huge contributor to climate change and insanely cruel to cows. It's all unnecessary. It's time to evolve, and this is a huge leap in that process. Visit Talking Pets for more news and join our Facebook family at Talking Pets Radio. Reporting, I'm Michael Hambrick.
Cows, we're remarkable cows. And wherever we go, it's a fabulous show. Oh, you know we are cows. That's right, we're cows. Such remarkable cows. We can sing very low, we can dance in a row. We are lovely and small. Yes, you know we are cows. If you thought that all we could do was help moo, then you ought to come and see what we do. For we are cows.
We're remarkable cows.
Such remarkable cows.
We're remarkable cows. And where we go.
I like this song.
I don't know this song.
Me either.
It's cute though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Remarkable cows. It is kind of weird when you think you're drinking their milk, but anyway.
I like how they said breast milk, cow breast milk, and then
I know that kind of weirded me out too. I think that's what weirded me out. That's what made me think about, you know, we're drinking their milk.
I don't know, man, but I just love cheese so much. I don't drink milk.
Yeah, man. Okay.
This is Paul Winter and Benner the Garden Burger. Remember, every time you eat a garden burger, you don't eat a cow.
He had a beautiful house, Paul Winter. He created the Garden Burgers. And I met with him and his wife out in, it's a long time ago, out in California. He had a house, and I think it was in all the photographs that you would see, this house that was on the edge of the rainforest, and it had a stream that ran underneath the house.
Oh,
and
nice.
On one side of the house, over the stream was all glass. Mm-hmm. It's gorgeous. Really nice guy. He was a really sweet guy. He was really, really nice. And but once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. So pick up the phone, give us a call at 818-818-6401. If you have that training question that may be difficult in terms of, like, you know, you might not know how to deal with it. Your dog keeps barking or peeing on something. Jasmine's here to take care of that.
Yay.
She can deal with urine. So with urine question. So pick up the phone and give us a call. And so she will fill you in on what is going on with your dog and what you have to do about it in order to get it to behave.
Let the games begin!
This is Name That Animal Sound, and if you can name this animal sound, you can have a choice of a dog book, a cat book. Oh, and by the way, we did just get the Christmas, it's the Chicken Soup for the Soul book, Christmas Tales, Tales of Christmas. Brand new, just got off the press. So if you like Christmas and you want a Christmas book, the Chicken Soup for the Soul, we can send you that. We do have the collapsible water bowl for four different colors. I have an Easy Walk no-pull harness for your dog at 15 pounds. We have nail caps for your cats in medium blue color. I've got from Vitacraft, you can go with Lick and Lap, or you can go with Purr Sticks, and those are the ones that you break apart and you can give to your pets that way. I've got from Good Pets Foods, Daily Probiotic, Multivitamin, and Hip and Joint Plus. Those are supplements, treats for your dogs. You can go with those. I have the turtle pendant. It's a piece of jewelry. That's for yourself, of course. And I do have the CD, In Cold Blood, from Gino Sasani. It's a reptile music CD. And I also have Songbirds of 2025. Sing it, Jasmine. Songbirds. No. Okay.
You didn't give me anything other than you wanted me to sing the word songbirds?
Oh, I thought maybe you had a song.
I don't.
Okay. So it's a calendar, actually, for 2025. It's not a song. It's a calendar. If you can name this creature and tell us what it is.
A chihuahua.
Sounds like my brother.
Sounds like a whip.
A switch.
Thank me again.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
It does kind of sound like a whip. Well, not that I would know. So what creature is this? They're very, like, I'll give you a big clue. When you see them, a lot of times you'll see one that is standing up straight. And why is that one standing up straight and not eating or anything? It's because it's the scout. It's looking around to make sure if there's any hawks or birds of prey that might go after them.
Oh, I had a client that
you've
had
seen them
some
in the
pets.
Wild. Really?
Yeah, two of them.
I've seen them in zoos and so on.
I wanted
and so forth.
To touch them, and she said no because they were aggressive.
Yeah, they live underground. They have holes. They go underground. But they do have one that is the scout that stands up. You know, that's the one that puts his life on the line for the rest of them. Because if that, you know, if a bird of prey comes up behind it,
it's gone. That one, yeah.
There goes the scout. Way up in the air.
But they're pretty fast.
Yeah, they are pretty fast. And pretty alert. Mm-hmm. So that's what they sound like. What creature is it? 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Call, take a guess, and you can win something. This is Talkin' Pets.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure, we can pick it up in about two business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Dear God, thank you for the turkey we're about to eat, and for the turkey farms where they pack them into dark, tiny little sheds for their whole lives. Thank you for when they burn their feathers off while they're still alive,
and for when turkey gets kicked around like a football and killed
by people who think it's fun to stomp on their little turkey heads.
And special thanks for all the chemicals and dirt and poop that's in the turkey we're about to eat. Oh, and thank you for rainbows.
Find delicious vegan recipes at PETA.org.
I lost about 20 pounds in 30 days, and you can too, by adding a few simple secrets to your diet, and then watch the weight melt off. I found a unique product that helped me and can help you lose weight as well. And all you need to do to learn more is to text a number we're about to give you. Again, if you want to learn some new secrets to lose weight and keep it off, text the keyword FAT100 to 866-313-2215. Again, text FAT100 to 866-313-2215. And we'll send a link to your smartphone with more details about the product and how you can order. Okay, so if you're ready to lose 20 pounds in 30 days, text the keyword FAT100 to 866-313-2215. Again, text the keyword FAT100, 866-313-2215. 866-313-2215.
Hi, I'm Bob Page. Welcome to another edition of Talking Pets Rewind. From time to time, Hollywood's finest stop by Talking Pets to talk with us and you about our pets and animals. And with so many big stars coming on Talking Pets, John Patch is never starstruck. Okay, maybe never is too strong a word.
We want to welcome on the Talking Pets, Miss Betty White. Hey, Betty, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, John.
You know, it is always an honor. It's always a pleasure. I love you.
Oh, John, I don't have to believe that, but oh, it sounds good. Thank you.
It's the truth. I love you. I mean, I really, really do love you. Betty, I mean, it's just, I'm not saying this to say it. I mean, I don't say those things. You really are the nicest person in the world.
Uh-huh.
And you make my life complete by just being a friend of yours and knowing you. Will you marry me?
Of course. I don't mean to be hard to get. Of course. It all came as a delicious surprise. If we do get married, John, we have to move into the zoo.
I'm fine with that.
It'll be a simple ceremony, but an exotic one.
We'll have our guests will be an orangutan and an elephant.
And I have a few other friends that I'll surprise you with.
Okay, now if we have to pick a certain species, Betty, at the LA Zoo, who do we move in with?
Well, Bruno and I have sort of a...
Are you cheating on me already?
Yes.
Betty, I can't believe it.
He's about a 400-pound orangutan, and he and I have a very special relationship.
Oh, no. Is another big celebrity marriage going down the tube? Even before it made the National Enquirer? Let's see how this one turns out.
Love and marriage, they go together like a horse and carriage.
Betty White, she's my new wife.
I should get a stunt check.
Ooh, stunt check. She does know John well. Maybe better luck next time.
That was Ms. Betty White. You know her, like I said, from the Golden Girls. Also from Morris Animal Foundation. If you'd like to help out Morris in behalf of Ms. Betty White, please check out their website at morrisanimalfoundation.org or give them a call at 1-800-243-2345.
Or you can find that info at talkingpets.com on the links page. T-A-L-K-I-N, pets.com.
Well, that was kind of a thrill. That's never happened before.
We love you, Betty.
You can't have none. You can't have one without the other.
Until next time, for Talking Pets Rewind, I'm Bob Page.
No, sir.
And don't forget, you can check out our website at talkingpets.com. And by the way, you can listen to us on Alexa. Just say CRN4, tune in. You could check us out that way, but give us a call at 818-818-6401. This is Talking Pets.
Florida man was arrested and is facing charges for an unthinkable act of cruelty that left his newly adopted dog, Dexter, dead. Just one day after 66-year-old Domingo Rodriguez adopted Dexter from Pinellas County Animal Services, the dog was decapitated, wrapped in a plastic bag, and thrown into the mangroves at Fort DeSoto Park. Dexter's head had been cut off, but the microchip he received at the shelter was still in place, and it led the authorities to his owner, who adopted the dog May 10th. Rodriguez initially tried to claim that Dexter had run away, but after further questioning, he admitted that he had traveled to Fort DeSoto Park on May 11th Surveillance video captured Rodriguez at the park on May 11th with a large cooler in the back of his gray truck. The authorities say that Rodriguez and several inconsistencies in his story, and ultimately, they were convinced that he was responsible for Dexter's grim demise, charging him with animal cruelty and illegally disposing of a dead animal. Volunteers who interacted with Dexter say that he was a sweet boy who craved love and liked to sit in your lap. But this young dog did not get to experience the love he so desperately craved. Instead, he found himself in the care of a man who cut his life short and mutilated his body. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Jasmine the dog trainer. Hate that story. I live in Pinellas County, and I know a lot of people that volunteer at that shelter. So I know that there's people that I know that have interacted with that dog.
But the thing is, though, stories like that, and acquaintances, friends of the show, friends of mine from animalvictory.org, that's their website. That's where a lot of those stories originate from. But they need to be put out there so people are aware of what to do. So what would your recommendation be for people that may come across something like that or may see an animal being abused or beaten or whatever aspect in cruelty that you think might happen?
You report them. If somebody can do that, we've had this discussion before. If somebody can do that to an innocent animal, they are very much capable of doing that to a person.
And that's usually the steps. It starts with animals, and then it goes to people because they end up getting bored, of abusing an animal because sometimes an animal won't fight back. And with, psycho killers, sometimes want that fight.
He adopted the dog to do that because it was a day after he adopted the dog.
Yeah, well, that's another good reason why.
That's why I don't like when they do the clear the shelter thing where they don't charge people adoption fees.
Right, and that's the hard part, and that's a good point to bring up because a lot of people will, I just saw it when I was going down to the store earlier, and on the side of the road it said puppies. Had a phone number. And the thing is that it's a lot of times decent people will adopt them, but there's a lot of times where crazy people adopt them.
Right.
And they use them for any kind of a ritual or for bull baiting, like for dogs that fight. They use them to teach the dog to kill. There's a lot of aspects that happen, and you may not think about it. You might be sitting there right now in your car or in your living room or wherever you're listening to us, and you may be thinking, oh, that's never going to happen. But you know what?
I tell people all the time, if you feel like you can't take care of your dog anymore or you don't want it for whatever reason, don't give it away for free. I always recommend that people, even if a rescue, like an adoption agency, not a shelter, but like an animal rescue, can't take your dog physically because they don't have any volunteers, you can ask them. You can always ask them hey, can you guys post him up for adoption and I will keep him at my house until he's adopted instead of just dumping him at a shelter or giving him to somebody on Craigslist or something where you don't know what's going to happen to this dog. If you actually cared about this dog at all, you will not give the dog away for free. So if I'm rehoming a dog and, a client can't keep their dog and they've asked me to help rehome, I will contact a rescue, like one of my contacts with a rescue, and say, hey, can you guys do a contract for this dog and charge an adoption fee that will go to your rescue? But that way there's a contract in place saying that, hey, if this person can't keep this dog, they have to contact the rescue that they had the contract with so that we know what happens to them and then we can rehome them.
Well, it's kind of that way with the breeder. I know if you go to a good breeder, that breeder's going to check up on you.
Mm-hmm.
They may stop by your house, which you approve, but they may check up on you to make sure that that pup or kitten or whatever it may be is at a good home.
Right.
But it makes you wonder the answer, like where it comes from. You know, there's a lot of people in life that have to deal with hardships, and all of us go through something. But it's got to be the will inside of someone to say, I'm a good person, mm-hmm. and I'm not going to do what maybe sometimes your thoughts may think of.
I don't understand how you can even come up with something like that.
But that's the weird part, is that some people act on it. And those are the ones that if they're going to act on it, those are the ones that are going to need help. They need mental help, because you were right at what you said, is that they will take a dog like that, and the dog was just adopted, you said, the day before, and then beheaded. But what kind of joy they get out of it or fantasy they get out of it is very bizarre and psychotic, as the song said.
In the whole, like, you know that he probably put on a charade in front of the people, the volunteers at the shelter, because they felt comfortable enough to
right.
allow him to. So that's part of that, whatever sick game that he was playing. He thought he was going to get away with it.
But in the
people
old,
don't realize there's cameras everywhere. Like you,
nowadays, yes, there are.
Yeah.
But in the old days, it was like people would get away with that, and they didn't really care about it because of the fact that there were no laws.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's laws.
And this is why they're putting microchips in all of these animals at shelters, because they want to be able to track it if it shows up somewhere dead or alive.
And that's a good idea.
Yeah.
But the thing is, too, is that now the laws, not only do you get fined a certain amount of money, which could go from anywhere from $1,000 to $100,000 or more, but you're going to get jail time as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, think twice. But the bad part is, by you reporting someone that you see that's doing abuse on an animal, you could, in the long run, be saving a human life.
But here's a challenge that someone told one of my clients. You know, we were walking in her neighborhood, and she was like, oh, this neighbor has a dog that is always on a tie out in the front yard, and they hit the dog and stuff. She reported the neighbor anonymously. They told her neighbor it was her. So a lot of times people don't want to report because they don't want their name to be in it. And if this person is crazy and is abusing a dog,
right.
then what, you know, what are they capable of?
Right.
So that's a problem.
Yeah. No, I had a neighbor that same thing, got attacked by a dog. I won't say the breed, but it was a big breed.
Mm-hmm.
In the news a lot. I'll leave it at that. And basically got attacked, and the people that were living in the home didn't seem, I don't want to say...
Phased?
Yeah, they weren't phased on the attack as much.
Because they knew the dog was capable of it.
He was afraid to report it because he thought that they might come and do something to his home or something of that aspect, or him.
Yeah.
And that's just the scary part of people these days.
Because you have to live next to this person.
Right.
They know where you live.
They say you can always pick your house, but you can't pick your neighbor.
Right.
So, and there's truth to that. Hey, we're going to go out to a break. But on the game part, you could still win a prize if you know what creature this is. They live in holes. They have a scout that goes out and keeps an eye out for predators so that the rest of the family can actually go out and feed and so on and so forth. But that is the sound they make. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and give us a call.
Tell me what happened. Oh, Jasmine. What happened?
Oh. Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flare, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. That's 800-559-4185.
Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to c60.com or call 720-600-6040. c60.com or 720-600-6040.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you at 818-818-6401. We're going to go to Name That Animal Sound. So we're first going to go to Al. And Eileen, hold on. Leva, hold on. Because if Al is wrong, you get a guess. Or if he's right, I'm going to give you another animal to see if you can win something. So, but first we're going to go to Al. And Al's in Bonita, California. Al, how are you?
I'm here. I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing good. We're doing good. So what creature do you think that sound went to? Do you think that this is a...
It sounds like you've been describing a prairie dog.
A prairie dog.
Whoa, dumber than advertised.
Sorry, Al. You are incorrect on that one.
Sorry for the automatic response.
But you could try again on another one, but we got to go down to Eileen now in Pomona, California. But thanks for calling, Al.
Bye, Al.
Thank you.
That's Al. He was incorrect, and it's not a prairie dog. So let's go to Eileen. Eileen, you with us in Pomona, California? Pomona, California?
Yeah, I took it. Ramona, California.
Oh, Ramona.
Ramona, California.
Yeah.
I don't know. My screen said Pomona. Oh. Sydney. What creature is that?
I would guess a meerkat.
Did you say a meerkat?
A meerkat.
You got it. It's a meer. It's 100% right. So it is a meerkat, so congratulations. And what would you like to go with? And you can go with a dog book, a cat book. We have a collapsible water
dog
bowl.
Book.
You want the dog book? We have a Christmas book that just came out from Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Tales of Christmas.
No.
No? Okay. I'll send you the dog book.
Okay, great.
So stay on the line and speak with Sydney. She'll get your address, and we'll ship you out the dog book. And thanks for listening. And happy holidays.
Thank you. I listen to you guys every day.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So wait, yeah. I have to say something. So I thought they were the same animal. They are, but they aren't. So it's like the difference in a
same
mountain
genus?
Lion. Yeah, it's like how a mountain lion here is a panther
there. But no, right. Prairie dogs are totally different than meerkats.
Yeah, they're technically different.
Yeah. But she's right.
So my client had a prairie dog. She had two prairie dogs.
Oh, I know. I know people that have prairie dogs. I don't think I'd have one because they can get vicious.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but Eileen won in Ramona, California.
We looked up Pomona and everything.
We moved her from one place to a fictional place. So,
well,
but I hope she likes the fictional place.
Yeah.
But no, she's the winner, and it's
That's
a meerkat.
Hilarious.
We're going to go out to Leba. Leba's in Greenwich, Connecticut. Hey, Leba, listening on WGCH. How are you? Hi, Leba. How are you, Leba?
I'm great. I'm doing good. And how are you?
I'm doing good. How's the weather up there in Greenwich, Connecticut?
Warm, cold.
Yeah, it doesn't know what it wants to do, huh?
Right. It's erratic.
So I'm going to give you a sound, Leva.
Okay.
What creature is that, Leva?
What about some clues?
No, you don't get a clue.
You're a professional. You got this.
Yes. You should know this one.
A woodpecker.
A woodpecker.
You're a big dumbhead.
Oh, that one was really mean.
I'll give you two more guesses there, Leva.
Is it a bird, a dog, or a leopard?
It's got four legs.
Uh-huh.
What do you think?
Oh,
four
God.
Legs. Could be...
Can they run fast?
Could be white, could be red, could be gray.
Can they run fast?
Yeah, they're pretty quick. And they're more of a predator than prey.
I'm stumped. A wolf.
You just committed a fatal error. There's nothing we can do for you.
Nope. You are incorrect, Leva. Leva, one more shot I'll give you before we end this hour of the show. You'll see them a lot in the UK. I had one run over my feet as I was walking through downtown London.
Oh, I would have kidnapped it.
I bet you would have. Good luck getting that on the plane.
This is hard.
What do you think?
A wild guess, I think. Run over your feet.
In the UK.
Oh, my gosh. It's pretty hard to guess.
It's only a one-hour program, Leva.
I know.
Actually, it's three, but it's a one-hour hour. You don't know? Okay.
7 years of college down the drain.
I know.
Sorry, Leva, but it was good to hear your voice.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome, Jasmine. Love you guys.
Take care, Leva.
Bye, Leva.
Okay, you too.
Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I would tell you what it is, but I may use it again. So I'm not going to tell you what it is because Leva didn't guess it. So, and I want to use it again. Don't forget, if you want to go Talkin' Pets, myself, we're going to a tropical Costa Rica in October 6th through the 14th, 2025. That's next year, but you got to book now. Save $100 if you book now. And you can call Colette at 800-581-8942, and our booking number is 129-9885. And as you can also find it at talkinpets.com. On the top of the page, you'll see Costa Rica. Click that. It will tell you all about it. But everything's included, like your meals and your excursions and your transportation. Everything's included in it, which is really awesome. It's kind of like being on a cruise.
Except your flight's included.
Right. And you're in the rainforest.
Yeah.
So
it's awesome.
Pretty wild. And we can zip line together. I'm dying to zip line. I watch me chicken out.
I want to go.
I won't chicken out. But you got to book it. Go to my website, talkinpets.com. And right there in the top of the, you'll see it says Costa Rica. Click on that. Manam. Maybe you'll meet Manam in Costa Rica.
In the jungle.
I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
Oh. Michael Hambrick.
Hey, spay and neuter your pets, help control the pet population as we say goodbye for this hour of Talking Pets. Love you, Leva, but
sometimes your wealth of ignorance astounds me.
Oh, no. Oh,
she knows I love her. Manam.
Views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.